Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the lights divine, divine.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back to the late, great Dan Fogelberg. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for all of you who've been buying the book. We appreciate it very much. Amazon appreciates it very much, too. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mark Babbitt. He's a co-author of A War Gone Social. He's one of our social experts. He says we're in the social age, and it's changing things. It's affecting how we do business. It's affecting the relationship with customers. It's affecting the way they do business with us, or the way they decide, or maybe I shouldn't say decide, they just, well, let me rephrase that. It's something that where we become irrelevant, Mark. That's the thing that I try to get across to people. If you're not being relevant to customers, which is not the same thing as being competitive. Relevance is not price and product. Relevance is are other things. And if you're not being relevant to customers, then that means you are irrelevant. And they don't even realize that they've deemed you irrelevant. They just go somewhere else, don't they?
They do. They do. And they make their decisions very quickly. And by the way, it isn't just
I call that the moment of relevance.
Yeah, exactly. And Jim, it isn't just LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, Snapchat and all those others. It's also on the review sites. It's Yelp. It's Indeed.
Right.
It's at Glassdoor.com. It's Google reviews. If you aren't active, if you aren't responding to both the positive and the negative comments, then that implies that you don't care about what your customers think and what
right.
they're saying. And boy, there's no quicker way to be irrelevant than that.
Well, that's exactly right, and this is one of the things, whenever I go to speak to small business audiences, and when it gets to the question and answer time, the one thing that always comes up is, I know I should be using social media, but I'm afraid of it because, you know, what do I do if I get a bad review, and maybe it's even one that I didn't deserve? That's a real, even people who don't know anything about social know about that, and it scares them.
Well, it does scare, but here's how to look at that. Here's how to fix that comfort zone issue, is look at that as an opportunity to turn a disgruntled customer into a champion. And it's so simple, Jim. All you have to do is get on Yelp and go, I am so sorry that you did not have a good experience at my establishment with my business, and I'm here to fix it. Please email me at or call me at. And everybody in the world sees that sincere, passionate response,
mm-hmm.
and they give you a break. It turns a bad review into an opportunity to excel. And it's one sentence, and it's so
yep.
simple. And as you can tell, it doesn't take very long to write one sentence, but you have to get there first. You have to make the effort to go to Yelp and Google reviews
quickly.
And Yahoo.
Quickly.
Daily, every morning. It's 10 minutes a day, and it can save your business.
Well, and then you not only say I'm sorry, let me fix it. You fix it, and then I believe, Mark, it's okay to ask that person, will you now go on Yelp and tell the world that we did what you asked us to do, or something like that? What do you think?
Oh yes. Well, that's a great way to leverage the testimonial economy, isn't it, Jim? To actually have that formerly disgruntled customer go back and go, look, I know I wrote a bad review, but you know what? These guys nailed it, and they owned it, and they fixed
yep.
it, and I couldn't be happier now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you're turning a very negative review into a very positive situation in just a moment.
I also like to use the balance sheet approach. I don't know what you think about this, but I tell people that the best way to overcome a negative appraisal is a negative post is to have five or six or seven positive ones up there as well. Because most people don't have seven bad ones and two good ones. Most people have one or two bad ones and the rest are good. I mean, if I look at a company and they've got, you know, one or two bad ones and the rest are good, I do a little balance sheet thing there.
Well, that's brilliant, Jim. And I'll tell you something else that's really important that we have to remember is social media has allowed all of us to contribute in what we think might be anonymously, right? It's really easy to be negative in social media. There's no accountability or very rarely accountability unless you put your name and your Twitter handle, your email address in there. It's really easy to just blast somebody and not feel responsible, right? So to have seven good reviews and two negative ones, considering how easy it is to be negative, that's pretty darn good. And you're not, you know, even the Ritz-Carlton in New York City has negative reviews. It's going to happen.
And you can also tell some people who write negative reviews, you can sort of tell the way they write that nobody can make these people happy.
Nope.
You know, the way they comment, they just want to complain. They don't really want it fixed. And that's another way to look at it. Hey, Mark, it's been great having you here. I need your website again, please.
Our site for college students and personal branding is uturn.com. And for leadership and social media issues, it's switchandshift.com.
All right, switchandshift.com. The book is called A World Gone Social. And we're going to take a quick break. And, Mark, thanks again for being here. Will you come back again real soon?
Of course, Jim, anytime.
Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. We won't do without him for very long. And I got to take a quick one. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.